Did you feel it on Friday night? In the midst of the darkness, during the longest night of the year, did you feel the moment the sun stood still? The imperceptible moment when the sun stops its gradual turning away from those of us in the northern hemisphere is the winter solstice itself, when it begins to turn around, turning the seasons around, turning towards greater and greater light for our days. It is an appropriate time to celebrate the birth or rebirth of the life-giving sun, and it is a time to honor the winter, the dark, the seasons and times of quiet, stillness, time to germinate like seeds in the dark womb of the earth. Many religious traditions and cultures have holidays of light in the dark winter months, and in pagan traditions, it is called Yule. I say traditions because, like every religion, and perhaps even a little more so in paganism, there is no single definitive tradition. There's great diversity of practice. However, it is a general norm that pagan covens and individual practitioners mark the transitions of the seasons throughout what is called the wheel of the year. So imagine, if you will, a clock with the calendar year overlaid around it. At 12 o'clock and 12 o'clock, you have the solstices, winter and summer. At 3 o'clock and 9 o'clock, you have the spring and fall equinox. These are quarter holidays, also called Sabbats. And there are an additional 4 cross-quarter Sabbats in between those. The modern pagan tradition is informed by ancient traditions of Europe, some of which survived Christian hegemony and persecution, some of which are re-pieced together by study and scholarship, and some of which are reimagined by today's context and for today's needs. Given that history of persecution and misinformation, even today it's not easy and sometimes even unsafe to be openly pagan. So, in the middle and late 20th century, when paganism became more widely and slightly more openly practiced, Unitarian Universalism became a natural home for some pagans. On the one hand, you had Unitarian Universalists who were looking for a religious language and a practice unconnected to Christianity or even Abrahamic theism, and found the ritual and mythology of paganism to be very meaningful. And on the other hand, you had people who had never heard of Unitarian Universalism before, but who were pagans, who needed places to meet and have ritual, who found generous and welcoming church space in UU congregations. By 1955, the Unitarian Universalism added a 6th source to its list of then 5 sources of our living tradition, earth-centered traditions, which celebrate the sacred circle of life and instruct us to live in harmony with the rhythms of nature. Which brings us back to this morning, honoring an extreme point in that sacred rhythm of nature, in the wheel of the year. 2 primary practices and ways to both recognize and honor the light and to help complement the dark are the lighting of lights and the bringing of greenery inside our homes and places of worship. Specifically, evergreen, as a greenery which persists even through winter. Evergreens are a traditional symbol of life, strength, perseverance, and protection during the harsh winter. Meanwhile, candles and firelight represent the light of our hearth and home, the light of renewed life, the light of our hearts, and the light of the returning sun. And the dark has many meanings, too. It can be a frightening, pitch-black midnight. It can be the long winter, harsh and requiring much preparation to endure. It can be the dark that blooms and sings, the dark that surrounds you with quiet calm, resting from the heat and intensity of light. It can be the night of rest and sleep, where our subconscious minds process the day's events and the body repairs itself. These lessons that the dark has to teach us come up in all sorts of ways. For instance, as a society, We are in dark times indeed in many ways. The future feels even more shrouded in uncertainty and danger than normal. And many of the things which have traditionally brought us hope and light may not be enough to keep the light alive. Ours is a time of change, transition, even upheaval. It might even feel like the end of the world, or the end of society as we know it. We may feel like the sun will never return. But it will return, and society will move forward. Nature, the cycles of nature and history teach us this. Times like these come again and again in human history, and they will continue to come. But this is what the rhythms of nature teach me, that the point of the most extreme darkness is also the point of the beginning of the return of light. The darkest moment, whenever that comes, is not the end, but the beginning of the return, the beginning of the future, of the coming summer. The natural cycles of the year also have lessons for the cycles and arcs in our personal and spiritual lives. Sometimes these are yearly cycles that match up with the seasons, as is acutely experienced by people who experience seasonal affective disorder. Other times, the seasons in our emotional or spiritual lives are longer than the year or don't sync up with the rhythms of nature. For me, my 3 years in seminary prior to my internship here was a sort of winter, a via negativa, a time of more stillness, reflection, study, and germination. And I didn't realize this until more recently, near the end of my program. You see, in what we can call the summer of my youth, I was very active in leadership among youth and young adults in UU community, often taking on more and more leadership roles and activities. This was a time of blooming for me and finding my call to ministry. And so naturally, I soon found myself in seminary. And yet in seminary, I took less of an active leadership role in my school and my spiritual communities. Now, I took some leadership role, but not as much. The balance of giving versus receiving felt more tilted towards receiving. Partly, I was busy with more intense classes and field education opportunities. And partly, I think I naturally tended towards this more backseat approach because it's what I needed. It was disconcerting, though. Here I was at seminary, growing to become a spiritual leader, and yet I felt less like a leader than when I was an undergrad. What's going on? When I realized that this wasn't a bad thing, that this was merely a time of slowing down, studying, and preparing for the next stage, I was more able to see clearly the longer trajectory of my life and career. And now, several months into my internship, I see how I am blooming again into a spring, still learning and growing, but more active and feeling more like my natural self. So although the natural world, and certainly society at large, put me in a feeling of dark, snow-covered winter, personally, I feel to be more in a time of spring. And still, I must find ways to keep the light alive through the dark in whatever context I find it. What about you? What does the darkness do for you, the darkness of this season? Or what does it do to you? Where do you find the light?